The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Was America's war for independence a rebellion or a revolution? If this war was a rebellion, it would mean our founding fathers came against lawful authority in an illegal way. If it was a revolution, it would mean our founding fathers simply brought back around their previous liberty which the English government had stolen from them. Indeed, it was a revolution, not a rebellion. In the 1750s, the English king and parliament had begun to insist on Americans paying taxes on which they had not been allowed to vote. The Americans saw this as a huge breach of their rights as Englishmen. Over the next 25 years, different laws would be forced on the Americans in which they would have no say. Our forefathers wrote a great many letters to the king and parliament during that time requesting that they be consulted before such laws were passed. They even appealed in person before the English government. All our appeals and requests fell on deaf ears. In this situation, our founders understood their liberty had but one hope: independence from the mother country. That would mean war, since England was not about to let go of her wealthy American colonies peaceably. None of our founders wanted war, and it would mean a fearful amount of bloodshed. We didn't even have an army. But they believed they were doing as Nehemiah had done when he stated, "And I looked and rose up and said to the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, Be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." But finally, the King of England declared unlawful all our legislatures in the American colonies. Now we would have to be satisfied with whatever law the English government gave us. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. As the Virginia Provincial Congress met in secret in a church in Richmond in March of 1775, a fiery statesman, Patrick Henry, rose to his feet. And as he began to speak, he voiced what many were now feeling. He stated, "For my own part, I consider it as nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery. It is only in this way that we can hope to fulfill the great responsibility we hold to God and our country. Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. Our petitions have been slighted, our reasonings have produced insult, and we have been spurned with contempt. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. Sir, we are not weak if we make proper use of the means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. 3 millions of people armed in the holy cause of liberty and in such a country as that which we possess are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battle alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave." Then he said, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take," Patrick Henry said, "but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Was our war for independence an unlawful rebellion, or was it a godly revolution? Should not we be speaking up to warn of the tyranny of our own government as Patrick Henry did? Is not liberty still worth dying for? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.